episode 1920, When Has Impossible Stopped You?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, and I pray that you had a very blessed Easter with your family. Can you believe it? It's another Monday. That means it's Mindset Monday. So my question to you is, when has impossible stopped you? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode, you know, is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Take a deep breath because it is a brand new week. And with Mindset Monday, I want you to look forward to something extraordinary. Ever wanted to do something so amazing yet scary all at the same time? There's nothing like the present to live your dreams. So when has impossible stopped you? Well, today is the start of a new beginning. You know, most people don't realize that it's Easter Monday. Okay, you're probably like, what? It's the day following Easter. Now, some use it to take a rest and reflect on what happened on Easter Sunday. And some use it as an extension to Easter Sunday celebration. And then there's those who really don't know anything about it, and so they just don't care. It's not that they don't care. They just keep going on with life, right? It's another day. The thing is, I don't want you to get caught up in the details of how Easter Monday is defined. The key here is this day is the new beginning for you. So why not spring into whom God created you to be? Now, don't be afraid. God is simply calling you by name. He has summoned you. Okay, that would scare me. But he has. It's written that he knows you by name. What a beautiful thing. You carry greatness within. So why contain the gifts and the talents you have been given? Now, maybe you have a good reason to stay silent, buried in what you think is right for your life. But how far has that gotten you? You might even feel a little empty, all because you haven't fulfilled your purpose. Being tossed in the wind is only going to get you so far. You might be strong, but you will remain weary to what's to come. Don't let the sun go down on your dreams. Rejoice as your name is written in heaven. Your name. How exciting! That should just wake you up, knowing that God is summoning you by name. He's calling you. He's saying, here, right now, I have a dream for you. I have a gift for you. I have a talent for you. You need to take it and you need to go. Your name is written in heaven. It's time to set your feet on solid ground and claim the promise, because when has impossible stopped you? Well, it hasn't, has it? Most of the time it hasn't. You're a fighter. You're an overcomer. So it's time to claim your promise. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Claim the promise. You are destined for greatness. And in order for greatness to develop, you must be willing to show up. You can't just sit there and wait on the sidelines. You can't be the couch potato, hoping that all the answers are going to fall into your lap. You cannot wait for lightning to strike. We had an incredible storm last night. It was amazing. The sky just lit up. And unfortunately, in some areas down in South, people lost their lives. That in itself breaks my heart. It tears me apart. But when I look outside, and I see the lightning, and I watch the rain. And it's not just the rain itself, but it's how it falls. When it falls, big drops, little drops, how it hits you. Whether it's going sideways, the lightning, the thunder that echoes. In fact, we were watching Easter service on TV, as most of us were. And my son said, as the preacher was talking, that he is risen, and there was this boom. I'm like, whoa, okay. We've got some rattling in heaven. You know what? God wants to rattle here on earth. He has given you gifts. He has given you talents. It is time for you to rise up. Happy Easter Monday. You are destined for greatness, and greatness doesn't happen without intentional involvement. Yeah, that means you've got to get in the game. That lightning strike might be gorgeous outside, but it's going to do nothing for the gifts that you have on the inside. So number one, claim the promise. You can live in darkness, or you can choose to live knowing that God has plans to prosper you. Yeah, you know it. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Now, we are springing in to a new season, right? It's Easter, a new beginning, the resurrection, the rising up. What do you need to do in your life to claim the promise? I want to encourage you to write this verse down. Whether you're a believer or not, write it out. You can consider it a mantra. Now, for me, as a believer, as a Christian, I believe that it's true that the Lord said, "For I know the plans I have for you, Christiane. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, girl. Plans to give you hope and a future." You need to write that out, and you need to tell yourself that every single day. And guess where I'm going to tell you to put it? Put it in the bathroom. Oh no, don't laugh. Write it out and put it in the bathroom where you go to the bathroom all the time. Guess why? Because you're going there all the time. You have no other place to go. So write it down. I want you to read it every single time you go to the bathroom. Now don't think about what you're doing while you're doing it. I want you to think about, God's got plans for me. This is awesome. Plans to prosper me. Not to harm me. I may not like where I'm at, but I know he's got hope for me and a future that's beyond even what I can see right now. That is invigorating to the soul. He knows you by name, my friend. He has a plan for you. What are you waiting for? It's time for that one step at a time to lead to your miles of greatness. Come on, get your shoes on and claim the promise. Number two, live like your chains are dead and gone. Nothing is holding you back but yourself. Come on, let's be real. Your excuses, your past circumstances and experiences. I got it. I wear those badges. We all do. And we claim them and we own them, but it's time to let it all go. You need to live like your chains are dead and gone. All of which required you to buy into those chains, right? When you hold on to them, that's what's happening. You're saying, oh yeah, yeah, I can't let this go. This is my comfort. The chains that tether your mind, body, and spirit, it tethers your heart. So let it all go. Give it to God. God's got all your stuff. Give it to him. He is strong enough to endure all that you give him. So don't hold back. I just love the whole imagery of holding your hands in a fist. Do it right now with me. And I want you to squeeze so hard. Now, if you have long nails, it's going to hurt a little bit. Sorry. But if you squeeze so hard, squeeze, 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 squeeze. It's tight, it's tight, it's tight. Now I want you to open up your palms. Open them up, your fingers all the way, and just lift them out and up. Not above your head, just out and up. Do you feel that release? Imagine when you give all of your stuff to God, just like that. There's a release. Let it all go. Live, because God has taken your chains. They're dead and gone. Number three, proclaim the hope in your heart. You have to believe before you actually achieve. Now, I'm not saying that you have to put on this faux front and act like all this and da-da-da-da-da. No, I'm not saying being sassy. I'm not saying to have this ego, to pump yourself up like you've got it all under control. No and no and no. Go back to number one and number two, right? But here, proclaim the hope in your heart. You've got to know it. You've got to believe it before you will achieve it. This dream is yours to carry out here on earth with the strength and the guidance of God and the perseverance of yourself. You have to do the work. Oh, I know. Just what you wanted to hear on a Monday. But you can do it. I believe in you. Because when has impossible stopped you? Not today. For today, nothing is impossible. Go out. Reach for those dreams. Man, take your fist as tight as you can and open them up. Claim the promise. Because nothing is impossible. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.